Hello.
Hi, this is Hi with Family First. Returning multiple phone calls. This is Nina.
Yeah, well,
Hey.
Yeah. You know what?
Okay. Let me explain to you a little bit. First of all, I see your phone call and you call. I was on the phone with the patient. So I see your phone call. I try to return it. No need to come with us, okay, for future, okay? Also, number two. So I know you want to get this case started, so do we. We all want this case to get started. The county sometimes does take time to process things. They take lots of time sometimes. It's not really in our control sometimes. Right now, what happened, you sent a hardship letter in, we sent it to the county. Not only did we send it to the county, we sent multiple follow-up emails to the county. They do take some time. As soon as I have an update, Nina, I'm going to call you back to provide you with an update. If you would like.
It's kind of hard for me to understand you. You said what to the county? The last thing I know of, somebody was supposed to send a hardship letter or something, whatever that is.
Exactly. That's exactly what we did.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Right. So, Kina, if you listen to what I'm saying, that we send it to the county, like, 2 weeks ago. The county takes multiple, like, they take their time. They really do. Now, although we pressure them and we want the case to start, at the end of the day, ultimately, it's up to the county. So I sent it to the county, and I actually sent them multiple follow-up emails. Now, it's not in our control right now. I will continue following up with them. I can't really approve you. It's the county. What I can do for you is, since I sent them an email yesterday as well, and I looked today, this morning, as soon as I came to work to see if you were approved, you are not. Right now, it's not in our control. What I will do for you is transfer you to the broker, where you can ask them exactly what's going on, okay?
On my second assessment, they already approved you.
I understand, Kina, but like I'm saying, the county needs to approve you for the last step. You sent the hardship letter in, I sent it to the county, calling me every day, it's not helping. I'm trying, I keep reaching out to the county, there's like a limit. We're trying to get you, we really want the services, we really do, and we're really trying our best, and we want to work with you.
Well, you know, I was calling every day. Isn't that the right thing to do, to pick up the phone and ask a courtesy call and let the
Like I said, I was on the phone with the patient. There was no way I was able to pick up the call. That's why I'm
calling
you back.
I've been calling for a week.
Okay, that's why I called you back. To be honest, I just got your case. I was out of the office. Now I'm going to try to help you and take care of it, okay?
What's your name?
My name is Kaya, and I want to take care of this. Now, the only thing to do to take care of this moving forward is really there's nothing to do at this point. Just wait and hope this goes fastly. But if you want to update like today to see exactly where your case is standing, I can transfer it to the county where they can, the broker, where they can give you more information than me right now. That's the most I can do right now other than wait and follow up with them, and I'm trying my best. I really am, Kina, and this is the process. This is part of it all, okay? We're here for you. We really want to work with you, okay?
It don't seem that way because
There's nothing else we can do right now.
It's not like you had an attitude call me back just because you had to explain basic information to me that I didn't understand. Of course I'm going to call. That's what you do when you don't know something. You call to ask a question, and it seemed like it killed you to call me back just to explain that to me.
I'm sorry for all the miscommunication. And if it's... Okay, I'm sorry if it came across that way. My all apologies. I'm so sorry. Yes, please call with questions. We're here to help you. So now to answer your question, I'm going to transfer to the broker, and then they usually have more information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sure, my greatest pleasure. Hold on. I'm sorry. Have a good one. Hold on. Let me transfer you 1 minute. Okay, I'm going to do this now. See, hold on.
Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español.
You ran into something?
If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press